Dreamscape presents Wedding Bells on Madison Avenue by Helen J. Rolfe, narrated by Andy Ackerman and Andy Ingalls. Chapter 1. Darcy. To the happy couple! Holly raised her glass, and the others around the table followed suit. If anyone can make a marriage work, it's you two. Congratulations! Darcy's hand hadn't left Miles' lap since the minute they'd sat down at the plaza with their closest friends to celebrate their engagement. Cleo and Dylan had come into the city from Inglenook Falls. Holly had zipped over to the plaza from her office. And now, as they all sipped champagne at the circular table in the champagne bar next to the long window that stretched almost from floor to ceiling with Fifth Avenue views, Darcy hoped Holly was right with her words. She'd fallen in love, no doubt about it. But their relationship had moved as fast as the Manhattan rush hour, and she was starting to panic that they didn't know one another well enough at all. "Show me the ring again?" Holly grabbed Darcy's hand the second she put down her glass. "It's gorgeous." Cleo leaned forward for a second, better look. "I can't stop staring at it. I'm so pleased for you, Darcy." "Thank you." She hugged her friends in turn. She couldn't help but agree with their appraisal, extending her fingers on her left hand so the timeless rose gold engagement ring, with its solitaire diamond on her fourth finger, sparkled beneath the lights. As soon as Miles had proposed, they'd gone straight to Tiffany & Company, excited, their future shining brightly in front of them. He'd insisted on being extravagant when it came to the ring, and this time she'd let him have his way. And Darcy was glad they hadn't waited either. They hadn't let themselves get back to their busy lives, their careers, and put their relationship on the back burner. "So come on," said Cleo, desperate for more information. "Tell us how it all happened. You guys have only been together for 5 minutes." Darcy pushed the worries out of her mind. "It was very romantic." "I couldn't wait any longer." Miles beamed at his fiancée, his chocolate brown eyes barely able to leave her face for a second. "I think I'm going to need another drink," Dylan chimed, "if it's all going to get too soppy." He earned himself a nudge from Cleo, and Darcy could tell he didn't mean it at all. From what she'd heard, Dylan could be a hopeless romantic when he wanted to be. Only last month he'd made his wife chocolate-dipped strawberries to cheer her up after a crazy day at the store she owned and ran. "Come on," Holly huffed. "Proper details. Did he even get down on one knee?" "Sophia was home from Switzerland, so I had a half day at the inn. It had been days since we'd spent some quality time together, so we walked up to Central Park and had lunch at Tap."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?